There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Fence and Club. We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The Cubs are waiting for their position players to report tomorrow in Mesa. Chris Bryant's been there already.
It's always been a dream of mine to play in the big leagues, and I feel like I'm pretty close now. I still have some things to work on, but I think I'm gonna use the spring training as a way to go out there and get better at in those areas and see where I'm at the end of it.
We will see where Chris Bryant is at the end of spring training. First full workout for the team is on Wednesday. MLB will announce its decision on tampering charges involving the Cubs and Joe Maddon before the start of the season. They announced earlier today. The Bulls will host the Bucks tonight and will play without Taj Gibson or Kirk Heinrich. Michael Carter-Williams will dress but not play for Milwaukee. Tip-off at the UC is at 7. The Hawks are off today. They host the Panthers tomorrow. They're from Florida. Scott Darling will start in net. Now, yesterday, the Hawks and Darling agreed to a two-year extension that runs through the 2016 season. The Red Sox have landed infielder Cuban prospect Johan Moncada. He will get a signing bonus around $31.5 million. Apparently, it'll be the largest international amateur deal in the history of the game. Last August, the Sox signed Cuban outfielder Rusney Castillo to a six-year, $72.5 million contract. Men's hoops, Kentucky remains a unanimous number one of the top 25. The rest of your top five, Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Wisconsin. Ohio State, Oklahoma State fell out of the top 25 poll. And Northern Iowa makes the top 10 for the first time in school history. The Arizona Cardinals and head coach Bruce Arians have agreed to a new four-year contract that runs through the 2018 season. Arizona today also released wide receiver kick returner Ted Ginn Jr. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. Quality, knowledge, skill, value. That's Napa know-how with more than 400,000 quality parts and 85 years of experience. They have the know-how to find the right part that you need. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center today to experience the Napa difference. It's 85 years of experience. Just 2 years ago, it was only 83.
83.
I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Let's go! We gotta go to work!
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL!
NFL columnist for Bleacher Report.
Your judge is a football player about how tough you are. That's it.
Taking you inside the game.
If you're not playing at a production level that's good enough to win, you gotta put someone else in. That's how the NFL works.
Matt Bowen.
It's gonna be violent.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
It is 503 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein, and man, I love to talk to this guy.
Well, we take him away momentarily from watching giant people run really, really fast.
Matt Bowen. He's on Jared DiNardo's boat.
Who is on Twitter at MattBowen41 and writes for Bleacher Report, Chicago Tribune, and others, is now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. So, you tired of this yet as much as you enjoy it? Is it enough? Is it all starting to blend together? Just another really, really big fast guy?
Yeah, I think it does towards the end. But I like the last day. You get to see the defensive backs work, and then you wrap it up. When you go back, you start to look at the numbers and say, okay, what do these numbers mean? Do they mesh with what you're seeing on the film? And then you take guys who had subpar performances and the 40-yard dash, the positional drills, the change of direction times, and you also have to ask questions on them. Is it a situation where they just don't test well? Does this environment cater to their skill set? Or do you go back in the film and say, look, I can watch this kid. He's a football player. It doesn't matter.
You know, we were watching all day long in here. You know, you can watch him at the 40. Oh, my God, these guys are giant, running very fast. I don't know why you did what you did. You know, there's something wrong with you. I inherently wrong to want to do that, because I'm watching these giant guys, how fast they are. And I know you've seen it time after time after time. But every time you see it, it's still going in your mind. Holy crap.
No, I agree. Especially this is good for the Bears, especially the edge rushers in this year's draft class. Unbelievable. You look at Dante Fowler, Vic Beasley. Are you kidding me with Vic Beasley? You know, when he weighed in earlier in the week, there was a little buzz going because he was heavier. You know, he played at like 230, 235 at Clemson last year. He comes in at 246. Then he does 35 reps in the bench, runs a 4.5, 340. His change of direction times were just as good as some of the skill players. And then you watch him in positional drills. He just coasts through them. I mean, an amazing athlete. Dante Fowler from Florida. 260-plus pounds, runs a 4.6 flat 40. Bud Dupree from Kentucky, just amazing. Randy Gregory from Nebraska, another guy Bears fans should watch. Now, he was a little lean. He was 235. He can get up to 245. His speed's not going to change. He's an elite athlete. But if you're a Bears fan and you're watching the combine, especially when the defensive line slash outside linebackers are on the field, you have to be excited. And Shane Ray didn't even work out. That's another player from Missouri. And he'll post incredible numbers at his pro day as well. So Bears will be in an excellent position if they decide to draft an edge rusher to get a quality player.
See, I was thinking, though, that Gregory and Fowler might have moved up sufficiently.
Yeah.
When I saw that number post, I was crap. I was in the car. And
damn,
I saw
Dante, don't do that.
On my Twitter feed, I went, he ran a what?
Yeah, don't
and then
do
I thought,
that.
Well, that's it for him. Now he just ran himself away from the Bears.
He could be gone. I mean, he can go as high as number two to Tennessee. I mean, he really could. And depending on where Mariota falls. And Leonard Williams from USC, the defensive tackle. He's probably the best defensive tackle prospect in this draft. But I agree. Fowler could be gone. You can see Gregory gone. And that puts the Bears in a unique situation because you have Danny Shelton there. And look, Danny Shelton, I don't care what his numbers were. He's 339 pounds. He's an ideal 3-4 nose guard. He's a space heater. He can take on double teams all game. And he is pretty quick. I watched him at the Senior Bowl. He can play. There's no question about it. Will they take a nose tackle or they look at a Beasley? Will they look at a Dupree? It depends how they set their board and how they grade these edge rushers. But they will be in a situation to grab one if that's the case.
You know, it's interesting, too, because you talk about Tennessee, and nobody ever knows what Tennessee's doing. Right. I don't even think Tennessee's exactly sure what Tennessee's doing, Matt. But, I mean, could they take Mariota? I mean, because people, I think the pressure is going to be on them to say, dude, who's quarterback in this bunch? What are we doing here?
I agree. You know, the locker's gone. They have Mettenberger from last year who really, you know, it's a small sample size. He played towards the end of the season, did some good things on film, but I don't know if you can roll with him as your number one. At best, you have to have some competition for him. So maybe they do take Mariota at number two. I don't think he gets past the Jets at number six, and that's what the Bears want. You want Mariota to come off the board before you because that will push some defensive players back. And also I think it's positive for the Bears. What Kevin White did, okay, Kevin White is a wide receiver from West Virginia. He's 6'3", 215, and he ran a 4.35. Okay, that's ridiculous, first of all. But he also has the tape. Anyone out there who wants to watch him play, find the game against Alabama. It's one of the best defenses in the country. He lit him up. He can do it all. He's got size and speed. And you also have Amari Cooper. So if those two wide receivers go before the Bears again, there's another positive.
There's a guy I like, back. Though. I was going to have you talk about the wide receiver class specifically because I love DeVante Parker.
He's a good player. Very good player.
I love him. And I know he's not maybe the top, but if White has now vaulted to the top, I would have a very...
I like White, too. I know he's talking
I would have
about,
a very difficult time letting Parker get past me at some point because, man, he plays with an edge and attacks the ball. I was going to ask you, what doesn't Parker do well?
I don't think anything. Okay. I mean, I think he's a complete player. And here's the difference. You know, he ran a 4.45. That's an excellent time. You know, when I look at these times, I don't think people understand. You know how fast a 4.5 is? When you talk about a guy's 200 pounds plus, he ran a sub 4.5. Okay, and here's the difference between him and Amari Cooper. If you watch Amari Cooper from Alabama during his positional drills, he glides through his cuts. He's so smooth. He's the best route runner. But the NFL, as we know, is all about making plays and contested throws. That's why Sammy Coates from Auburn is going to slide down the board a little bit. His inconsistency at the point of attack, he doesn't pull those balls down, where White and Parker do. That's what you get with Parker. He's got the top-end speed, plus he can make those plays down the field on contested throws. Go up and climb the ladder, take it away from someone. And there's other receivers, too. You know, a guy the Bears should look at is Philip Dorsett out of Miami. I'm going to write this for the Tribune on Wednesday. Yeah. You know, official time is 4:33.
Yes. Well, that's fast, I think. No. You'd have caught him, though, wouldn't you?
No, not even close.
Okay.
I'd stop running, just gone to the bench. But, you know, 4:33 is an amazing time. And you say, okay, is it track speed? Well, it's not, because I watched him at the Senior Bowl. He comes out of his cuts. He's an electric player. He doesn't have elite size, but if you're looking from the Bears' perspective, they already have Alshon Jeffrey. I don't know if Brandon Marshall will be back, but regardless, you already have a number one that's got elite size. You need someone who can get down the field and scare people. That's Philip Dorsett.
I'm all for speed. Somebody's got to take the top off some of these two deep zones, because otherwise the Bears are just too damn easy to defend.
They are, and you also have to look at running back, too. You know, Matt Forte's getting older. That's just the nature of the business. Still one of the top running backs in the league, but you got to start building that depth, especially with a new coach. You don't know what you really have in Kadeem Carey. I don't think Mark Trestman really utilized his skill set. He doesn't have enough reps. And this is a good running back class. I think people realize it's not as talented as everyone thought. You know, Melvin Gordon's going to be a first-round guy. Todd Gurley's coming off a knee. But after that, I think the times weren't as impressive. And sure, you know, a running back 4.5, 4.6, anywhere in there, that's fine. You know, Duke Johnson from Miami is a guy I really like. You know, some people question if he's a three-down player, but he played in a pro-style system. He could block, he can catch the ball. David Cobb from Minnesota. You know, he didn't finish the workout. He had a hamstring issue. Anyone who's watching Minnesota play, I mean, he's a pro back. You know, David Johnson, though, is someone I like. He's from Northern Iowa. He's got some size. He's a very good route runner. He runs a little tall, but... again, a guy who's 220 pounds plus. I think the Bears could look at running back later in the draft, and also a corner. Okay, what about Quandre Diggs? Quandre Diggs is from Texas. Okay, I watched him down at the Senior Bowl. I really liked him. He doesn't have the size everyone's looking for. Everyone wants corners that are 6 feet plus. But I think Diggs is 5'9", but he's got some thickness to him. Okay, he can play in the slot. He can blitz. He can tackle. He's very competitive. You watch the tape again when they played West Virginia. He didn't back down from Kevin White. He went right after him. So that's another mid to late round pick the Bears can focus on.
No mention of Amir Abdullah as you're talking about running backs, too, from Nebraska.
You know, Abdullah didn't have a great 40 time, but, you know, if you watch tape on Abdullah, I mean, he's not a home run guy. You know, Melvin Gordon probably isn't really a home run guy in the pro game. In the college game, yeah. You know, that Wisconsin offensive line is bigger and tougher than a lot of teams in the nation. They're going to have holes. Abdullah's not a home run guy. He's a lateral guy. He's a guy out of the backfield. You know, his 40 time, I think it's 4.61. But I think he had the best change of direction time, the short shuttle for the running backs. And that, you know, that's what you see on film. That's what you see when you watch him play, that lateral explosive movement. He's a guy that can play a long time. The question I have about him, Dan, when I was down at the Senior Bowl, he had a really tough time pass protecting. And again, he played in a spread offense. You know, spread offense, I'm very interested to see how this impacts college teams going for it, because that spread offense was a very negative talking point in Indianapolis all week. You could see it on the broadcast when they talk about it. You talk to scouts out there. It's not only the quarterbacks, it's the running backs. One, they don't block anybody.
Different kind of movement, too. Yeah. Much more lateral than... Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Yeah, we were discussing this. Anybody. We were talking about this earlier in the show when we were talking about college eligibility issues and professional development. This idea of your responsibility, it's a different job.
It is. It's a great point, because when you're working through that mesh point, that's not a handoff. That's not a downhill handoff in a zone or power scheme in the NFL. Even with zone blocking, it's delayed. And a lot of these running backs, they hesitate on film. The holes are much wider, too, because if a defensive end, you could freeze to the mesh point. The running back has a lot of options. A perfect example is Trey Mason, the running back from the Rams. And I think he was an electric player second half.
Yeah, I liked him. Yeah.
First half
Auburn,
season,
right? Auburn.
First half of the season, he didn't even dress because he couldn't block. Okay, and that's the problem with Amir Abdullah. When he saw at the Senior Bowl, these linebackers, they didn't even put moves on him. They just ran him over. Okay, he hasn't done that. It doesn't mean he can't.
Well, ouch.
He can do it. He eventually will, but he's never really practiced. So that's an adjustment period. If you're going to draft a spread running back, understand there's going to be an adjustment, a transition period.
I wonder if we've reached a critical mass of spread offense in that regard, because we've seen the proliferation of it. We've seen some really successful teams running it, but we knew that it would take time. That once more in high school, and then that starts sort of bleeding upward into college ball. If that's already the talk of the combine now, of guys even more so throwing up their hands and saying, I don't know, or you can't really scout something you haven't seen a guy do. And even at the Senior Bowl, when you've just shown him the rudimentary building blocks of how to do it, is it fair to even try to assess how good he is at it? So is it possible that we have reached something where the NFL is dealing with what could be a problem moving forward?
I think so, because I think another good example is Bryce Petty, the quarterback from Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who watched Bryce Petty, I mean, he's got NFL size, he's got an NFL arm, but he's not ready. If he played 4 years, because he's a senior, if he played 4 years in a pro-style offense, I think he's your guaranteed number three quarterback in this draft, no question about it. But you watch him, you watch his footwork, his mechanics, he's probably 2 years away. Okay, it's 2 years to development. Whereas if he played in that pro-style system, I think, you know, he's not a day one or day two pick, but he's a guy you can draft and understand that if you do have an injury to your number one, he would be ready to play. So it impacts a lot of things. And it impacts corners, too. I mean, the cornerback class is okay. Trey Waynes from Michigan State ran a 4-3-1, and Michigan State produces great corners because they're physical. Mm-hmm. They play press. They play quarters coverage. But it's not as deep. The wide receiver class is the deepest class for the second year in a row. That's where you're seeing the benefit of the spread offense is that wide receiver. These guys are more pro-ready because they've been running routes in 7-on-7 camps since high school.
All right, let's go back to Mariota for a second, because if you were running a team, and we always have you running a team, and you just touched on all this, man. You hit all the high notes about the spread offense and what it does and how hard it is to scout and all this stuff. And saw Mariota throw the ball. Everybody's seen it. I saw him do it. And in camp, were you impressed with him? And do you believe that it takes him 2 years to run a pro-style offense?
I don't think it can. Even if it does, Terry, it can't. Not if you're going to draft him in the top 10. It just can't. That's the problem. Now, in his workout, yeah, I thought you could see he put in the time and his training to get ready for this workout.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His footwork was clean. He got the ball out. He looked very comfortable. There's no question he's the number two quarterback. But when you stand him next to Jameis Winston, I don't think it's a comparison. I think Winston's a clear number one in this draft. There's no. I mean, that was effortless for Jameis Winston. And it should be. He's 6'3", 231. He's played in a pro-style system. It should be very easy for him. He should be comfortable because he's done it so many times. To do it in shorts, that's nothing for him. The question is with Mariota. Now, here's the difference. Winston does not have the athletic trait to Mariota, not even close. I mean, look at the vertical jump in the 40 time. Mariota ran a low 4.5. He had a 36-inch vertical jump. Those are impressive numbers for quarterback. And he's also has size. He's 6'3", 222. But you worry about the transition. You worry about how he's enveloped in a pro-style offense with the route tree, the route progressions, his reads, and getting the ball out on time. That's what you worry about. But he's not going to have a chance, Terry, because if you're drafted in the top 10, you're going to play in today's NFL.
I saw a tweet from Lawrence Holmes that raised my eyebrows, and thinking if this were a deeper quarterbacking class, or if we put Mariota in a time machine and we put him back 15 years, wouldn't there be scouts saying, well, he's certainly an NFL athlete, but probably not a quarterback?
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I'm trying to think of guys that, you know, I played with Scott Frost in Green Bay, and Scott Frost was an option quarterback in Nebraska, a very good athlete. You know, Nick Marshall, from Auburn. I mean, he doesn't have the same skill set as Mariota. He's in a transition to cornerback this year, but it is an interesting question.
Because we used to do it all the time. We used to look at what we just called him option quarterbacks, and we'd say, "Oh, please, that guy can clearly play, can do some of that stuff, but that's just not a pro quarterback." And occasionally, you get a guy like Denard Robinson or somebody who fits that, or Matt Jones, the guy.
On his way to the NFL, though, he's got
his way. Yeah. He has, but we bend over backwards now to decide immediately that this guy's a quarterback when we used to be much more careful when it came to quote unquote option guys.
Right, and Eric Crouch is another one. I played against him in college on the Heisman Trophy at Nebraska. They immediately tried to put him at wide receiver when he made the jump to the NFL.
I remember. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But I think the point is, Dan, is there's not enough talent to do that right now. There's just not.
I guess.
Because the drop-off from Mariota to Petty is extreme, and then you have Brett Hundley from UCLA who had a nice day testing-wise, but again, is he ready for the NFL? Probably not. And after that, there's another steep drop-off. There's just not many quarterbacks in this draft. That's why Josh McCown is visiting with all the teams in Indianapolis.
Yes, he is. That's my guy. He's my favorite quarterback. I'd say, as we let you go, if you're the Titans, and I don't want you to be the Titans because I don't want to bring that kind of misery to your home, but can you afford to pass on Mariota when knowing that you have no quarterback, or at least maybe you got a maybe at quarterback, but I don't know. He's still a kid. Can you afford to do that and take a chance that Mariota's not going to be any good?
I think you can just because of the defensive talent in this draft, because of Leonard Williams from USC and Dante Fowler from Florida.
Okay.
Because those guys are going to be there. I think it's obvious that Lovie's going to draft Jameis Winston. I mean, they have to.
Yes.
Okay, they got to take a chance there, and I don't think it's that much of a risk in terms of on-the-field ability with Jameis because he is a pro-style number one quarterback. They're going to take Jameis Winston, so Tennessee's going to have some options defensively, and those are top-tier defensive players. I think they can pass if they want to say, look, we're going to take the best defensive player in the draft, we're going to roll with Zach Mettenberger and try to win games. Okay.
I think Jameis is going to find a way to screw up.
You do?
I do.
Do you think, Matt? Screw up or not screw up?
Well, I'll tell you, he was very well coached in Indianapolis when he spoke with the media. From everyone you talk to, he's doing great in team interviews. If he's with the right people in terms of his agent and the people that represent him, I don't think he will. And I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't because he is a very good football player. I'd like to see him play.
All right, Matt, we appreciate it as always, my friend. And that's why we talk to you, because you are the greatest. You can't catch any of these guys, but you are. Yeah, you can't catch any of these guys, but you're still the greatest, us.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, guys, thank you.
See you, Matt.
Matt Bowen from the Combine in Indy, where Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Adrian Peterson wants out of Minnesota, and I don't blame him. 6 months ago, I told you that if I was Adrian Peterson and I had spent the better part of a decade dedicating myself not only to being a great football player, but also being the face of a franchise and doing as many community works as possible for the Minnesota Vikings, that in the one possible moment where they could have had my back and they turned and ran as fast as they possibly could have from Adrian Peterson, I would forever hold that against them. And he has. Now, remarkably, he told the world that he spoke with Jerry Jones about becoming a Cowboy at the end of his career before last season. So maybe that poisoned the fruit basket before we ever got to this point. But the fact remains, you know who your friends are during your times of despair. And he knows, Adrian Peterson does, that the Vikings aren't his friends. I'm Doug Gump.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai. Because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something meaty and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
This
is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
At 528 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein. I love our visits with Matt Bowen. That guy's the best. That guy's just the best. And he cleared things up for me as well, because I'm always trying to help somebody, but it looks to me like Dante Fowler, just too damn good.
And judging by the text, apparently, I did not hear Doug Gottlieb's Sports Minute. But
I neither. What did he say?
I don't know. I didn't hear it either. But there's always such reaction. Usually we're out during breaks.
Yeah,
I often leave the studio and have to take care of things. And yeah. I was handing out bottles of CH wine to people. And
thank you. I got one. Yes, I got one for the peeps.
And it's nice to be Joe Dredge when one of these sweeter white wines comes in, because that's it's not my bag, baby, but it is his. He loves and loves geeking out on all the tasting notes and all that. So it's good to be Joe Dredge when the CH wine order comes
perfect
in.
Perfect for running over pedestrians.
Well, he does. It's got lovely floral notes and stone fruit, perhaps a little bit. Custardy or pineapple-y on the end.
I heard that before in conjunction with him.
It goes, I would think that the sweeter whites, this Riesling Chenin Blanc from Cameron Hughes, goes nicely with the Train of Death. At least it does for him.
Pulling the distinction now.
He said actually tonight it'll be with Better Call Saul.
So what did
I don't know. Doug Gottlieb apparently was excusing Adrian Peterson, but all the texts come flying in as if we're responsible for what he says.
Well, I don't even know what he says.
I don't listen to them. The only time I hear a CBS Sports.
Yeah, we want to hear it. Yeah, because Chris has it.
Is if I'm in the car and I'm driving in or driving home I will hear some of John Feinstein's. I hear some of Boomer's sometimes, but
Boomer's are good.
The ones during our show, we almost never hear.
No, we're busy. Let's hear it.
Hi! I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Adrian Peterson wants out of Minnesota, and I don't blame him. 6 months ago, I told you that if I was Adrian Peterson, and I had spent the better part of a decade dedicating myself not only to being a great football player, but also being the face of a franchise and doing as many community works as possible for the Minnesota Vikings, that in the one possible moment where they could have had my back and they turned and ran as fast as they possibly could have from Adrian Peterson, I would forever hold that against them. And he has. Now, remarkably, he told the world that he spoke with Jerry Jones about becoming a Cowboy at the end of his career before last season. So maybe that poisoned the fruit basket before we ever got to this point. But the fact remains, you know who your friends are during your times of despair, and he knows, Adrian Peterson does, that the Vikings aren't his friends. I'm Doug Gump.
What?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord is right.
Oh, God.
Yep. Well, you know what? We do not have any control over those. Those are a CBS thing. We love CBS.
I particularly love
CBS at this stage of my life.
Did he say it's a time of despair?
A time of despair.
He beat his kid bloody.
You didn't get the strike, so it's time of despair.
The pits of despair.
Well, but he has said this, that he doesn't trust them. But if that's the way he feels, that's fine. But what would you suggest they do? Condone child abuse? Yes, we're absolutely behind you, AP. You're our guy.
You should beat your child and beat everyone's children.
Yes.
Switches for everyone. Whack away at these scrotums of America's youth.
That's an invitation almost too good to pass up.
My God, a time of despair.
Time of despair.
I guess, you know, one option that maybe he is inferring that Minnesota could have said, hey, you know what? We're going to support you and help you get the help that you need. But they turn around and ran because they don't want a child beater as their friend, is what he said. You know, I somewhat get what he's saying there, that maybe they could stick by him and say, we'll help you get the need if you want to get the help. But to even touch that subject and even make that reference is completely stupid on his part.
He's
a complete moron. Talk about poisoning the fruit basket. What are you talking about?
It's not about needing to get help. It's not like he has a substance abuse problem.
Well, no, but Dan, I mean, you know, there could be a fact that he doesn't think anything's wrong with what he did. And there could be some psychological help that he needs there.
Yeah.
Support. Maybe Minnesota could have said to him, hey, you did is wrong. You're not playing the rest of the season, but we'll help you if you're willing to get the help you need to see that what you did is wrong.
Yeah, but I don't think that's like a therapy thing. That's a there's something wrong
but
with
Dan,
you
it,
fundamentally
it might be
thing.
A therapy thing because you were
that's the way he was raised.
And so that's ingrained in your mind that's how you do things.
Remember
that is a therapy thing.
Yeah.
Barkley backed him up. That's what you do in the South.
The same reason a drug user who watched Parents or older siblings use drugs, go out and do it, and that gets ingrained that's natural in your mind.
I'm not giving him the benefit of that doubt.
I'm trying to explain to you what you don't understand.
Child's screaming and bleeding, and you're hitting him.
Right, because he has images of his own childhood screaming and bleeding and yelling.
Well, I'm not getting him any help. I'm getting him off of my team, and I'm keeping him off of my team.
Well, I think that's what Gottlieb's trying to say, but I mean, again, to touch that subject is stupid. Yeah.
I'm getting help for the child who's bleeding.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, man.
Yeah, you and I can have logical, common sense based conversations where we can't.
You jail him before you rehab him.
That's not that
scoreboard update.
No, it's not. That's when he's in his pits of despair. From the Chicago Wolves, he's mostly dead.
Speaking of the fruit basket, Zach is here.
You know what Zach has tonight too?
What does he have?
Zach's got a full boat tonight.
Wow. He's Jerry DiNardo fishing.
He has a full boat. It's a full boat show.
My God, all right.
That means he's on from 6 to 10.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I just got hit with a switch.
I bet you'll have lots of combine talk on his full boat show. I bet you he'll go 83 consecutive minutes at one point with it. No? Nothing.
He ain't biting on that one. He started.
Tanny, did you send the tweet that the Boers and Bernstein listener sent
out? Totally my idea.
Okay.
Which one?
I don't know. Okay.
Somebody
retweeted it. There was, the IDOT billboards where they're constantly...
Oh, the traffic deaths?
Yes, they're updating the number of traffic deaths in the state of Illinois. And somebody took a picture where it said traffic deaths in Illinois... Were
83. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, it increased to 84 after he crashed.
Right, I was going
to
say, that was my first thought, is that after he tried to take the picture while driving, but say that that's what the show has done to people. It's making people laugh over the number of traffic deaths.
Yes, that's what it has done.
Yeah, it was 83, and then I think a man was rear-ended, and it grew to 84.
But he wasn't in a car,
that's
right?
A different list.
He was walking. But all right, never mind that.
All right, this scoreboard update was brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And Blackhawks coverage on the score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abaticola. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, where Zach tonight has a full boat show. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Is brought to you by Panera Bread. Be an office hero tomorrow morning and pick up a baker's dozen of bagels from Panera Bread every Tuesday. Enjoy 30% off a baker's dozen, just $6.99. They're perfect for any morning event.
Usually the time of day when we get the email from Rudy that makes us laugh, and here's his today. I'm all in favor of blowing up all eligibility requirements and the blowing up of the NCAA in general, because maybe then, by Jerry DiNardo's plan, Doug McDermott can go back to school and play. Actually, he's out of eligibility.
He is.
Says, watching those Bulls games over the weekend was torture. I don't understand. Not just sending Gasol to the bench. That mopey, oh man, someone just scored on me again while my feet are stuck on the floor face is beyond annoying. That crappy Suns team should have won that game if they didn't decide to start jacking up bad long shots in the fourth.
That is correct.
Oh, they had it.
Yep, they had it.
If they wanted to actually run some offense.
That's correct.
But they didn't know what offense
to
run.
Remember,
other
they're
than my
playing
turn.
Without their guards. They're kind of feeling their way through. They were new to each other. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, that's the excuse I heard. But if they'd played smart, they would have won the game. And I don't even mean smart, like really smart. I just mean
not stupid.
Yeah.
It was my turn, now it's my turn. And some of those shots were going in. I mean, there was some unbelievable one-on-one basketball being played with guys, especially along the baseline, hitting crazy contested shots. But if they wanted to set ball screens every time and looked for options off those ball screens, it was right there for him.
Would have won the game.
Because the Bulls will give you whatever shot you want if you want to look for it. It doesn't take much looking either. You don't have to go prospecting. You're not panning for gold when it comes to finding shots against the Bulls.
No, that's not exactly like, well, you'll never get that. Oh, sure you will. Yes, you will. You will absolutely get that. Yeah, I thought that's not the first team that's done that down the stretch against the Bulls, and a team that was contested throughout most of the night, that somehow when it gets down to it, they abandon what has taken them there, what you see, what you know you have. You have it against the Bulls, and you choose not to. I don't get it. It's okay, though. I mean, some teams I know aren't capable of really exploiting that, but others are and don't, so whatever. But I know if I'm attacking the Bulls late in the game when it's close, I know what I'm doing. And I'm doing it till you stop it. And it's not one-on-one basketball jacking up a 20-footer. I'm going to come after you in a different way.
Well, you set a screen on somebody.
That's really what I'm going to do.
This incredibly deep, complicated NBA concept of having a guy stand in someone's way, and then the Bulls just they have no idea what to do with it.
Yeah. And I also would hope that at the end of the day, the Minnesota Vikings support my way to coach at the end of a game. I hope they do. Because otherwise, I'm going to be damn upset. Okay?
Fine.
I'm Doug Gottlieb.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. And I imagine we're going to welcome in the highly caffeinated Zach Zaidman to begin his 4-hour full boat show.
You want to talk to us, Zach? Yes. No.
You don't have to talk to us. Yes. It's a thumbs up.
Yeah, you don't have to.
All right.
To.
Hardest working man in showbiz. This guy went from the combine to go call a DePaul game and back to the combine.
Mm-hmm.
And then
back to the combine?
He was doing everything. He was all things.
Well, that's what happens when you're young like that, you know. And
he's not that young.
Yeah. Well,
he's
and there's certainly no woman standing in his way of doing all that.
Oh, there's several women standing in his way.
Name one.
I don't know. They're going to make Zach an honorary Blackhawk, I think.
We'll talk to Zach in a moment. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Loyalty can be hard to find these days. That's why at Advance Auto Parts, we've decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program out there. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you $5 back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track of. And your rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
Refinance your existing home. You need to call David Hochberg.
I have a pretty crazy sex scene with him. He got implants, and during sex, his breast moved.
President of Townstone Financial, meet John.
Hello, friend.
He's ecstatic he called David after hearing him say that your mortgage rate is too high if it doesn't start with a 3. John was paying $2,500 per month on his 20-year fixed loan at 4.375%. because he wanted to pay it off before he retired in 10 years. David is refinancing John into a 10-year fixed loan in the 3s, paying off his mortgage in 8 years, and saving him $60,000 in mortgage payments. John didn't call earlier because he thought David only helped people with challenging loans. Wrong! David enjoys originating easy loans like John's, especially likes helping borrowers with decent, good, or outstanding credit lower their rate to save money or pay their mortgage off faster. If you have a loan that starts with a 4, call David now at 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David is honest, knowledgeable, and trustworthy. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He'll help you. Call him now, 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com and follow him on Twitter, at David Hochberg. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're 2 payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science,
to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Cold hard facts about the Hyundai Elantra and the Hyundai Sonata. Fact, right now you can get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Elantra. Fact, you can also get a great deal on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata with available blind spot detection, smart cruise control, and lane departure warning. Fact, the Hyundai Elantra was named the highest-ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power in 2014. Fact, every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. And fact, winter is a great time to test drive a new Hyundai because new Illinois laws mean you can lease a Sonata for just $173 a month and get a $500 competitive owner program bonus, but only at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Registration, tax, title, and license extra. $0 security deposit. Call 877-232-4344 for lease details. Offer ends 2215.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 5:45 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein, we welcome in our guy. We were just giving him crap. Well, of course, we don't mean it because we love Zach, don't we, Dan Bernstein?
Yes.
Tell him you love him.
Yes, we do.
You love him. He's the hardest working man in show business. So hello, Zach.
Yeah, take us through the Zach Zaidman sports weekend here.
Well, it started in Indianapolis,
right,
at the scouting combine. Then I went back and did the DePaul game in Rosemont.
Right.
The next day, that was Thursday.
Okay.
I was here.
Right. You're on after we were done.
Right. Hosting Bears All Access, then filling in for Lawrence and doing the Oliver Purnell show at 9:30 Thursdays right here on The Score. Then Friday.
You've even told people that you love that so much you don't even want to be paid for it because it's just so great.
There's nothing like talking college basketball, as you know. Anyway, so then Friday, got on the plane, went to Washington.
Washington.
Yeah. Endured a snowstorm in Washington. And that city, not like Chicago. If there's a little bit of snow, that's an opportunity to shut the whole thing down. I mean, they just stop working. But we did a game. And then flew back here Saturday night, and then Sunday, which was yesterday, anchored sports on Channel 2. So, and now we're here. Yeah. So it beats work. By the way, were you guys among those guys? You know what guys I'm talking about. The kind of guys that sit on the couch, watch NFL Network during the combine, you know, eating donuts and bagels and pastries, watching...
Why does everything have to be round?
What do you think? Are you insinuating that I'm fat? What are you saying here? Do I look like a big fat person?
Everything in moderation.
I think I do. I think I do, Zach, actually.
But I love the people that sit at home all day.
Watch that.
And watch the workouts at the NFL Scouting Combine and then have the audacity to rip what they're seeing on TV. Those guys are probably working harder than you've ever worked in your life. Right, you know what I mean?
It's a guy the size of a refrigerator moving as fast as a fighter plane. And like, that guy sucks.
Yeah, Zach, I must admit, I did not do that. I had some work to catch up on yesterday, so I watched a little basketball. And then you know what I do on Sundays? And this you're going to find. You can play this at
PGA?
I watched some PGA.
Yeah.
Bowling.
Mm-hmm. Really?
There's bowling every Sunday.
I was a four-year letterman mm-hmm. in high school on a bowling team. Yeah, because I couldn't play football. And in the fall, what are you going to do? So I wasn't going to play soccer. Not my kind of sport.
You didn't go to Stuyvesant, did you?
I did not.
What high school
did you go to? Townsend Harris. It's another one of the specialty schools. You can Google it. Very famous.
Is it private?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Dan, I'm a city kid.
I didn't know that. See, you never told me this.
But yeah. All I knew about was like Dalton and Fieldston.
No, those are the prep schools.
You mean the Dalton South Suburbs?
No. All the guys in college, I went to one of those.
Every school is zoned in New York City, right, with the exception of four, and they're the special schools.
Like the magnet schools.
Yeah,
okay.
For the smartest of the smart. Stuyvesant and Brooklyn Tech and Bronx High School of Science and Townsend Harris. So one of those. Wow. Had I not gotten into one of those, we would have had some issues.
You would have just moved. Make yourself one of the smartest of the smart there? Did you cleverly make yourself one of the smartest of the smart?
Had you not gotten into one of those, you would have gone to Livingston High School in New Jersey.
Right. There would have been.
Get back to the bowling. I did not know that.
Yes. Loved bowling. How can you not love bowling? So agreed. I was very good at it.
A four-year letterman.
Yeah.
Bowling letter.
So I don't think you just took it up when you got to high school, though. You must have been bowling your entire life.
Correct. Because, again, I didn't like soccer, like most Americans who grew up during...
I didn't like soccer, and I played it
during the Depression, yes.
I mean, everyone played it until they were five. And then you move on to other things like baseball, but you can't play baseball in the wintertime. So, yeah, that's when bowling came up. And,
what did you average? Like, were you good on your team? Like a...
Yeah, I think 200-something.
Average?
Average. I was good. I was good. I made the
paper. If you got a school team, you almost have to these days.
But I haven't bowled in like...
Zach's in the paper for the bowling! It's got a magnet on the fridge. Yeah. Look who's in the papers! What with the bowling and the doing and knocking pins down? So nice.
Do you still bowl? Have you given it up with all your busy schedule?
No, I don't have time to bowl. Now it's all about basketball, football, and every other sport I can possibly.
But you could still do it. If you went out, you could still bowl the hell out of it, you think?
Probably, yeah.
Add to the whole Zach schema here. Add in this.
He's in the smartest school, and now he's my guy here. See, I got in the dumbest school, and I did well in it.
It's okay. I mean, listen, to do what we do, you don't really need to go to the best schools.
I'm proof of that. If you did all that and watched bowling, you got to miss the Hawks game, which I really would suggest. I unfortunately was captive, and I was held by my tormentors and captors, and I watched every minute of that Hawks game.
But it doesn't matter. Have we not, anyone who's been following the Hawks throughout this entire run, or hockey for your entire life, what you know is... The only thing that matters is once you get into the playoffs, you have an opportunity. Seeding doesn't matter in hockey for whatever reason.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and they've...
I agree with that, 100%. He's right.
The track record is there. The Hawks, the track record is there for flipping a switch and being something different in the playoffs. There's just other things sort of eating at this team that I hope that they can get past.
As long as they're healthy and their psyche is right and they do have good leadership. So they do have good leadership to fix some of the issues that we've been hearing about off the ice. So if they can fix
same issues that, like...
I don't talk to Terry's guys, so I'm not necessarily...
They're not my guys. These are not... I do not have hockey guys, Zach. I do not have hockey guys. This is all Dan Bernstein.
Boundaries, kind of.
I, sir, like, am just a passenger.
There have been redistricting issues, I believe.
With boundaries and redistricting. Yes.
Yes.
That's well phrased. Thanks to Jerry DiNardo and Matt Bowen for joining us.
We did got crack production staff, Joe Dredge.
You guys are kind of being frigid to colors today, kind of about as cold as it is outside, huh?
Idiot. He is Rockford's American Idol, best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Well, it was a great night for Mexico, as usual. You know, this country, the whole thing is ridiculous. This guy kept getting up and up and up. I said, you know, what's he doing? He's walking away with all the gold.
Who's that?
Donald Trump. Talking about the director
about
of Birdman.
Two?
Yeah.
That's lovely. What a piece.
Wealthy one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. And our interns, oh man, I love these guys. Tommy Guns and Tony Fish.
Yeah, I'm not going to wait for them.
Emailing.
Texting.
That's Zach's boat. Yep, it's the boat is full.
He is ready to go.
He's got a deck load of crab he's going
to
sell.
He went to a special high school. I did not. All right, everybody, have a great night.
I did not either.
I'm lucky I got out of high school. Everybody have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oscar Wilde, when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young, the fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
The Score is mobile.
Connect on the go. Listen live.
Comment on the guest.
Show polls.
10 Seconds of Glory.
The Audio Roadshow app.
Chicago Sports on the go.
With Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's sports station.
It's 8 a.m. and you didn't sleep great, so you need a 5-hour with a new improved taste. Try berry, orange, pomegranate, and grape. Citrus, lime, even pink lemonade.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Oh, wait, if you're extra tired, we got extra strength. Flavors like sour apple, saving the day.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? It's got a new improved taste and it comes in 10 great flavors.
Loyalty can be hard to find these days. That's why at Advance Auto Parts, we've decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program out there. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you $5 back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track of. And your rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vandermeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So, if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So, the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird?
Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say.
Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me the hole.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back. The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company